IRX.
Oh yeah, feeling real macho, buddy. Super macho. I don't feel like I'm dying. God. Yeah. Anyway.
Sore.
What'd you do? Did you do some vigorous workout activity, or is it just because you?
Yesterday, no, I told you yesterday.
Your golf.
Swung a club.
That's right.
For an
that's
hour.
Right,
dude. I'm not in golf shape, and you'd think, yeah, you're just swinging a club. Maybe I'm just a puss.
I think it's a mixture of both. Not saying that it's not hard swinging a club. And see, it's not like you got the break and the beer drinking in between. You know, you just swung. Yeah.
Swung. My back hurts. My shoulders hurt. Right. Hey, Ryan Clem. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man. You took me to the ringer yesterday.
Gonna make you a better golfer, these new clubs? Are you going to be just pro tour next year?
Dude, probably not. Probably not. But, you know, I will say, and this has nothing to do with me. So I'm not bragging or anything. It has to do everything to do with a club. These clubs definitely hit further.
Yeah.
Dude, technology is wild, dude. How you would think it's a piece of metal with a head on it, boom, you hit it, and how far? I don't know what they put in these clubs or what they're doing, dude. But it's definitely noticed. So my clubs now are like 10 years old.
Yeah.
This is not old.
No.
I wouldn't think, you know, it'd make it that much of a difference, right? 20 yards, bro.
Yep.
But 20 yards more into the woods, that's what it is.
20 yards into the other fairway. That's what it is.
You know?
Well, I'm excited to see your golf game this year with these new clubs.
All right. I'll be snapping them over my knee. These really expensive clubs.
All that money gone. Anyway, we're just about out of time here. We got to get to it. Your final fact and opinion for today. Kind of a morbid one for you. There's a difference between a coffin and a casket. A coffin is a hexagon with six sides. A casket is a rectangle with four.
Oh, nice. So a casket or a coffin is more like a vampire.
I think
like
so.
A vampire
lives there. Yeah. It's got that, you know, that kind of weird top with the tubes.
You know,
yeah.
How about the casket? Give me a coffin. Give me one of those like those scary looking ones.
It's just like a nice black coffin, looks real creepy,
you know,
and everything.
Like, a bunch of organ music around it.
Obviously, as we hurl faster and faster towards death, the older we get, I've been thinking about that. Because originally I was like, well, you know, I want to get cremated. But then I'm also like, do I really trust the cremation process? Not saying that it's not legit, but it's like, how do I know I'm not going to get mixed up in the ashes with some other guy, you know, in there?
Can you try caskets out? Is that that's a thing, right?
I think you can go there. I don't know if you can lay in them. I don't know if that's a thing, but.
Why not?
You know? I guess not. If I'm going to buy this thing,
it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So. I feel like I'd want to break – if I'm going to buy a casket, I want to break it in a little bit before I get in there. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Look, I know the end is near. I got like 2 weeks left. I'm just going to get in this thing. You know, just put me in a hole for now. It'll be fine.
Right.
It'll be fine.
You have to wash the casket before
we put it in the weird ground. Thing, the box. Like, when did boxes, like, just putting a body in a box
thing,
start? Right?
You know, we're going to box you up. We're going to put you 6 feet down into a cement slab, and it's going to leave you there, you know?
Right there, that's it. That's it.
Like, who thought of that? Who was the first? I mean, as it goes back, yeah, you know.
I always liked the
one, probably, but
the Viking funeral idea, right? Just put me on like a pyre, okay, and
kick
me float
off
me
out the sea.
Right out there, take me over to the Sister Lakes area, all right? Just put me out on Round Lake and just light me on fire, man. Yeah. Hey, you can't do that here. Oh, sorry. Well, he's already on fire. I mean, I'm not going to go get him. So he'll burn out.
I want to be cremated, but I want to make a recording of me screaming. You gotta play it once.
No, what was that thing I saw? Eat a bunch of popcorn kernels before you get cremated. Like, when you... pop.
Is he popping, dude? It smells like a movie theater in here.
God, he smells delicious. That's the best smelling body we've ever had. Pop. Yeah, put a couple sticks of butter in your pocket and some Jiffy Pop before you get cremated.
Like watching a movie right now. That's funny, dude.
So, if you didn't know, there is a difference between a coffin and a casket. Either way, you're dead. So, how about that? All right, that is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
What's your favorite?